Welcome back to Basketball Colorado. Now we're going to check out the 4 o'clock game of the 4A Final Four, which has Lewis Palmer, 24-2, going against Pueblo West, 20-6. Now, this game overall has potential to disprove everything everyone's been saying about the Coliseum, because these two teams do not mind getting up and down the floor. They don't mind taking a three-point shot, and they also want to push the tempo, especially West wants to create turnovers, get easy layups. South, they don't press as much, but they are looking to attack and score early and at the rim. So as we look at this game, both teams are fairly even, as you would expect coming into this game, being a Final Four game. So Lewis Palmer is led by Joel Scott, leads the team in rebounding and scoring. He's really taken a step this year as far as having an overall complete game. He does most of his damage inside, but his jump shot has gotten to the point where it's more than serviceable, and teams have to honor it now. You have another shooter for Lewis Palmer, Matthew Ragsdale, who won the game for Lewis Palmer in the grade 8 at the buzzer. You got to keep an eye on him. He can go off. It's not uncommon for him to try that. He could score, have 20 points. On the other side, you have Samir Williams of Pueblo Nemo, Naeem Samir Williams, their leading scorer. He's also been known to put up some, he can put up some numbers, 17 points in a quarter in the grade 8, I believe it was. Finished with 30 something. I'd say it was like 33 he finished with in that game against Ponderosa. So, what we look here, Jacob Wilkinson's a really good Wilkinson is a really good athlete, can do a lot of things. Can finish above the rim, can get to the rack. Then you have someone like a Billy Loser or West or Noah Baca, who can have big moments. So it's not like you have a whole lot of ones better than the other on the other team. West even has a 6'10 Zeb Jackert, who's going to go play basketball at Bethany for college. So, you want to say that, West may have a slight size advantage, but not much, because Lewis Palmer, they're all like 6'4 and above, it feels like. They've got a couple of guards that are about 6'2, like Baca's about 6'2. Ragsdale's right around that 6'2 area. Then you jump up to Joel Scott, who's at 6'6. They got another guy 6'7, another 6'8. Forrester is about 6'5, 6'4. So, neither team has got much of a size advantage on the other. I'd say Samir Williams may have an edge at guard. Pierre Taylor is going to be another guard that's going to have to be looked at, that Lewis Palmer can't lose track of. So, that's another thing that, or another player that Lewis Palmer needs to be paying attention to. How does this game play out? Well, I would say that if Lewis Palmer goes to a zone, which has seemed to be the play for a lot of teams so far, if they go to a zone, try and keep those West guards in front of them. Don't allow them to get into the lane. That might favor Lewis Palmer a bit. West, what they're going to need to do is they're going to have to really create a lot of turnovers, whether it's off their press or just being in the passing lanes and making the guards for Lewis Palmer uncomfortable. I don't think Ragsdale or Baca is really going to become that uncomfortable, but that's something I think West will need to do. Also, they can't allow Lewis Palmer to have open looks from behind the three-point line. Force them, take a step further back, take contested threes, and then, use Jackert to really, use his presence to trying to control the boards. I think if Pueblo West can push Lewis Palmer back and make them really have to shoot from deep, then that's probably going to favor West. I think this one will be a close one. I don't expect a game in the 50s or even the 40s. I think both teams won't be scared to put it up, and they'll be confident when they go in there. So when I picked the game earlier at the beginning of the bracket, I admit I had Golden, and they didn't make it. So as I look at this game, I'm going to go with Pueblo West to win this one and have an all-Pueblo showdown in the 4A finals. But at the same time, thinking, to be honest, I'm not going to be surprised if Lewis Palmer wins either. And I think any game with South and whoever, whether it's Lewis Palmer or Pueblo West, will be a good one. So, thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the Coliseum.